Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Castro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castro. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to third. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Verhulst reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive towards short. Verhulst reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhulst takes first base on ball 4. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Horton. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Askew moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is walked intentionally. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro strikes out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese pinch runs for Jerry Zimmerman. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to third. Cott moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Reese scores. Cott moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Steve Bailey now pitching. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Bob Allison. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demeter. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Cott scores. Carew scores. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Tony Oliva now playing right field. Ted Ulander now playing center field. Russ Nixon now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvis moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Askew moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. SQ moves to third. Horton moves to second. Ron Klein now pitching. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. SQ settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive towards the mound. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. LeMay pinch hits for Steve Bailey. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.